Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is August 11th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to say welcome to some of you in the chat who are coming on. Let's see who's here. I see South Dakota. Hello. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Eileen in England. Hello to our international audience that are coming in. Welcome. Welcome. Very happy to have you with us. Sacramento, California, I see. Colorado, Washington, D.C. God bless all of you. El Paso, Texas. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. God bless all of you. Germany. Hello to our wonderful friends in Germany on tonight. God bless you as well. Tulsa, Jerusalem. Hello to our friends in Tulsa, Jerusalem tonight. God bless you. I see New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey and Queens, New York. God bless you both. Very happy to have you on with us. Let's see. All right. Let's see who else is coming on. I see Chicago as Esther's crawling under my chair in the back. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Vermont and New Zealand. Well, God bless you both. Very happy to have you both on. Hello to our friends across the world in New Zealand that are watching tonight. I see Gillette, Wyoming, Minnesota, Palm Beach, Florida, Bellevue, Idaho, Lincoln, Nebraska. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us. Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Hello to you in Massachusetts as well. God bless all of you. I see San Diego, California, York, Pennsylvania, Crowley, Texas. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Saratoga Springs, New York. Hello to our neighbors about 2 hours north of us in Saratoga. Happy to have you on. God bless you. Hello to you in Ireland. God bless you. Very happy to have our friends in Ireland on with us tonight. Warrior, Alabama. Hello to our friends in Warrior, Alabama. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. I see Maui from Maui is in the house from the area of Hawaii. So God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Northern Ireland, Salt Lake City. Let me see, Greenfield, Indiana. I think that is. God bless you as well. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. I see multiple Californias coming in. Aiken, South Carolina. Flat Rock, North Carolina. Spokane, Washington. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see who else is coming on. Michigan, I see. Cape May, New Jersey. God bless you. The Bahamas. Hello to our friends in the Bahamas. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. One day I'm going to get out to the Bahamas or to Florida to go swim with the dolphins. That's something I've always wanted to do. I think I'd have a field day being partially what I do here at Ark of Grace. That would be something super fun to do, would be to go do that. Okay, we'll do a few more of you. I see Indiana, Tennessee, Missouri. God bless you. Very happy to have you on. Panama, hello to our friends in Central and South America who are watching us tonight. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Let's see who else is coming on. Oh, San Antonio, Texas, Hannibal, Missouri. God bless you both. Holly, Pennsylvania, as well as I see another New Zealand. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Let's see. Massachusetts. We can only pray and hope that that goes all the way to New York here, can we, people? Okay. Let's see who else. Illinois, East Tennessee, Coral Springs, and Long Island, New York. God bless you all. We love our friends in Long Island who watch us. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, so we're going to open up in prayer first, and then we're going to talk about what we're going to get into tonight. Because, guys, there are some signs going on right now. There are some things happening in the earth and in the heavenlies that I think we need to pay attention to in the midst of what we see unfolding right now within this nation and within the earth. So we're going to get into all of that. But I'll talk about it after prayer. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we'll get started tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, help us to seek your kingdom first. Teach us what pleases you today, Father. Equip us to walk in your ways. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a defense, Father God, for this day. And Father, we humble ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And Father, we just acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary and laid down his life. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we legally apply the stripes of Jesus Christ tonight, Father. And Lord, we praise you that when Christ said, "It is finished," at Calvary, he said, "Tetelestai," paid in full. He blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father. He victoriously took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. We honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your presence, your authority, your truth, your holiness, the weight of the conviction of who you are, Father God, mightily move tonight, Father. Mightily move on this broadcast, Father God, that people would tangibly feel your presence. They would feel the tangibility of the conviction, Father God, that the counselor, the Holy Spirit would bring, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor tonight and minister to those who are watching. Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us tonight. You be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father, as we go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you would loose, send, and dispatch right now your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, threat, spell, witchcraft, incantation, manipulation, dark art, dark magic, enchantment, any form of weaponized demonic activity, plot, or plan sent against us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, by the holy fire of God, we command it all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, and rendered powerless, and their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we ask you to put your whole and complete armor on us this day, that the shield of faith in the name of Jesus Christ will go up in front of us to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his angels be reversed upon the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we command in the name of Jesus Christ be activated the swords of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit to now destroy the snares of the enemy, Father God, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you, Father God. Every breath is because of you, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are on the highest throne. We praise you for your mercy, that you are slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, that you are absolutely good, Father God, that you are holy. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy. Father, help us to walk in holiness, in consecration, and in obedience to what you're asking us to do. And Father, about halfway through this prayer, and I perceive it to be the Holy Spirit because I kept hearing it, you said right now, pray for the life of the president. You kept repeating this to me in my spirit while in prayer. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring the life of President Trump before you, Father God, and his family and his cabinet. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we invoke Isaiah 54:17. It is written, no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against him in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our vindication, his vindication, comes from you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every plot and plan being formed in this very hour to be deployed to try to take the life of the President of the United States of America. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that plan dismantled, destroyed, disabled, disarmed, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, canceled, and burned up by the holy fire of God and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now we speak every plot and plan is exposed, that the light of God and the truth of God would expose its components, its blueprints, its communications through its back channels, Father, its ways, Father, that it is tracking the movements, the plans, the campaign trail. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let those plots and plans now come to the forefront and be exposed and stop short of their mark in the name of Jesus Christ. Let their communications right now, Father God, that are hidden on networks be exposed and brought out, Father God. Let the devices that they are attempting to employ, Father God, in order to get views and aerial views right now, Father God, of areas that the president will be, Father God, let those devices be found out and seized in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Father God, that you are faithful even when we are not faithful. And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ in this hour, you show the president that he needs to walk in a deeper walk with you, in a deeper walk with the Holy Spirit, in a deeper submission into hearkening onto the voice of the Holy Spirit instead of the voice of Saul in this hour, instead of Saul's battle strategy. Let him soften his heart, Father God. Lord, to hear you on a deeper level and want to in his flesh now submit, Father God, in a submissive position to you in a way he never has before, Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. For the Lord to stop me in the middle of opening prayer to do that, something is up. Something is in the works. Something is happening. And we all just need to keep interceding and praying, because the Lord stopped me halfway through that prayer and said, I need you to do this. So I praise God. I listened. I hearkened onto the voice of the Lord. And just please continue to pray, because something is in motion. Very serious. I can feel it even in the atmosphere. It's in motion. And we need to keep praying. 1 Samuel 17:45-47. You come at me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name I want to get this scripture right. You come at me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. And this day I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will feed the corpses of the army to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, because the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. 1 Samuel 17:45-47. We need to pray that scripture over him right now. We need to pray that, because it is the name of the Lord only and his power that's going to save this man in this hour. He's going to understand that in even a deeper way than he understood this in Butler, Pennsylvania, with what's about to happen. So just continue to pray and intercede for that man. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, let's get this up. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We're very grateful to our subscribers and our Ark of Grace family that does this for us. And hit the notification bell, because you'll be notified anytime we put out any content on Ark of Grace. Okay, so also at the end, I will be giving you an update on Chester and Toby. So stick around for that. That's coming at the end. Now, what are we going to talk about tonight? There are birth pangs happening within the earth and signs happening in the heavenlies right now that are aligning and coming together in this time that is sobering and that is not an accident. Oh, yes, we're going to be talking about the August 12th eclipse that's about to happen. We're going to be talking about that part of the world. We're going to be talking about what just happened in Colombia and how does that connect to Washington, D.C. and the United States of America? There is so much happening right now. And we're going to talk about a pattern that started in 2025 and is going through 2027. So by the time we get done, we're going to end up in 2027. And the pattern that is forming in the heavenlies that is aligning with events on the earth. So just wanted to preface that for all of you. So we're going to put up the first article here. There's way more to this than you think, what I'm about to show you. More than 160 people killed in Colombia's strongest earthquake in years. 7.4 magnitude earthquake, which hit about 250 miles west of Bogota, caused serious damage to infrastructure and left people trapped in collapsed buildings. Now, it was 132 people today. Now it's 160 people. The article basically says Monday, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that shook Western Colombia, collapsing hospitals, schools, and other buildings and leaving people trapped under the rubble. Please pray for these people to be rescued. Please pray for the rescuers in the middle of this, because this is a very difficult task, very difficult emotionally, physically, what it requires when this happens. Okay, and then it went into a list of the worst hit cities. They remain under a red alert, the nation's highest level disaster threat, according to Colombia's nonprofit Association of Capital Cities, which is providing basically how many people have died from this earthquake. Now, it's the details of this earthquake we have to pay very close attention to right now. Very close. Because it's a warning for our nation in Washington, D.C. Now, how is what's happening in Colombia a warning for our nation? Let's look at the details again of what just happened here. 7.4 magnitude earthquake, 250 miles west of Bogota. This happens, this earthquake, this 7.4 earthquake, that's 250 miles west of Bogota, happens within the year 2026, that on July 4th, 7/4, America turns 250. So on July 4th, America turned 250. And then in Colombia, in the same year, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake strikes 250 miles west of Bogota. This is in Colombia. What is Washington, D.C. called? The District of Columbia. That's what the D.C. stands for. Now, what makes this even stranger is Abe. It's interesting. He's got Abel in his name, this guy. Abelardo. He's got Abel in his name. Abelardo de la Espriales. Inauguration as the 36th president of Colombia took place Friday, August 7th. It was the 40th Colombian presidential inauguration, marking the beginning of his four-year term as president. So this is the 40th presidential inauguration. The earthquake hits 7.4, 3 days after the 40th presidential inauguration takes place. Genesis 7:4 says, "For in 7 days I'm going to cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy every living thing that I have made from the surface of the earth." That's interesting that that's Genesis 7:4, and this was Columbia's 40th presidential inauguration. It happens 3 days prior to this earthquake that happens to be a 7.4 earthquake 250 miles west of Bogota, in the year that on 7/4 America turns 250 and the capital of America is Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. Now, what makes this even more interesting is he's the 36th president, and he's inaugurated as the 36th president, and then a 7.4 earthquake strikes. 3 plus 6 is 9. 7 plus 4 is 11. There is your 911 hidden in this earthquake in the window between July and September, within the two-year window, 2025 to 2027. That also equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 911. Now, why is 7.4 and 250 significant? Yes, I spoke about America's 250th. I believe this is a warning of what's about to try and shake Washington, D.C., which is called the District of Columbia. But there's something deeper here. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 1, it says, "Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, descendants of Reuben, took action, and they rose up in rebellion before Moses, together with some of the Israelites, 250 leaders of the congregation, chose in the assembly, men of distinction." So 250 in rebellion. Now, what we are witnessing happen with these events is evidence of rebellion attempting to rise in the earth in this hour. So these events are happening and aligning as we're watching rebellion try to rise in the earth in this hour. Now, Numbers chapter 16, verses 4 through 7, 4-7, we're in the 47th presidency. "And when Moses heard this, he fell face downward, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, 'In the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy and will bring him near to himself. The one whom he will choose, he will bring near to himself. Do this. Take censers for yourselves, Korah and all your company. Then put fire in them and place incense on them in the presence of the Lord tomorrow. And the man whom the Lord chooses shall be the one who is holy. You have gone far enough, you sons of Levi.'" This was a rebellion against leadership of, quote, "We have a better way than God's way. We have a better pick than who God picked to lead." Numbers 16:26. "And he said to the congregation, 'Get away from the tents of these wicked men and touch nothing of theirs, or you will be swept away in all their sin.'" That's verse 26 in the year 2026 we're in. I'm going to talk about what's unfolding with all of this happening in the earth, in the earth and in the skies. What's aligning with that? Now, Numbers chapter 16, verses 31 through 35 says, "As soon as Moses finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split open, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them and their households and all the men who supported Korah with all their possessions. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive to Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. All Israel who were around them fled at their outcry, for they said, 'The earth may swallow us also.' Fire also came forth from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense." For the ground to open up like that, the earth had to shake, which means there had to have been an earthquake of some kind for the earth to split open like that. And it was because rebellion had risen in the camp. There was an attempted coup, an attempted hostile takeover. I do believe the second half of this year that we're in, going into 2027, we will see more than one of these on a national scale attempt to unfold. Now, Colombia is one to watch for this right now. Washington, D.C., Israel, Jordan, all one to watch. Saudi Arabia and the royal family, all ones to watch right now. Now, I want you to think about this. In the year 2026, in the year America turned 250, on July 4th, 7-4, is the year the rebellion of the Islam socialist, democratic, or communist merger rises within the earth, attempting to take over and take leadership positions, proclaiming they have a better way. So at the same time that this 7.4 earthquake, 250 miles west of Bogota, is happening in Colombia, and at the same time when I'm going to talk about the signs in the heavenlies that are happening, that's the time that we watch the rebellion rise of the Islam socialist democratic merger and attempting to proclaim a better way within the earth. Now, there's a pattern that goes back to 2024 that we have to uncover here and work our way forward. Back in 2024, April 5th, there was a 4.8 earthquake that shook the East Coast, including New York. The epicenter of that earthquake was White House Station, New Jersey. This happened, a 4.8 earthquake, 3 days prior to the full solar eclipse on 4/8, called the Great American Eclipse, and a place called Nineveh in Texas was in the path of totality, Nineveh having to do with the book of Jonah, and Jonah going in and saying, God is going to destroy this entire area if you don't repent. So that happens in 2024. Now, August 10th, 2026, just 2 days prior to this solar eclipse, full solar eclipse that is set to happen on August 12th, 2026, a 7.4 magnitude earthquake happens 250 miles from Bogota in Colombia. In the year on 7/4, America turns 250. So in 2024, days before a full solar eclipse, an earthquake happens. Now, 2 days before, in 2026, a full solar eclipse, an earthquake happens. And an earthquake happens that symbolically is connected to the year our nation is in and connected to the fact that Washington, D.C. is called the District of Columbia. Now, Greenland is in the path of this eclipse. It's in the path of totality. Greenland has become a fight. That land is being eyed by more than one nation right now. You have England and France that are in the path of totality for this eclipse. They're almost going to have a full solar eclipse. Now, this is important because look at what's happening in England and France. You have a socialist Islam merger taking over. As this happens, they're getting plunged into darkness with an eclipse. So as you're watching the rise of this Islam socialist merger in this part of the world, an eclipse is plunging that area into darkness. Spain is in the path of totality of this eclipse. What just happened in Spain? 80,000 military age fighting men broke through the border in one of the greatest migrant crises that has ever occurred, where the Islam socialist merger is on the rise there too. Now, Spain is involved in something next year too. And I believe before the August 2nd, 2027 full solar eclipse that will last over 6 minutes, We're going to see a great earthquake occur before that eclipse as well within the area of Europe, the Middle East, or Russia. So I believe this is going to follow a pattern. We saw it in 2024, earthquake eclipse. We've now seen it in 2026, earthquake eclipse. So I believe in 2027, before the longest solar eclipse in a century happens, which will last over 6 minutes, August 2nd, 2027, we are going to see a very large earthquake happen before this eclipse in the area of Europe, the Middle East, or Russia. We may see it in the U.S., but I don't think so. I think it's going to be more over in this area. Now, what does this all have to do with 2027 and Spain and the rest of these countries? Well, Spain is in the path of totality yet again for the August 2nd, 2027 full solar eclipse that will last over 6 minutes. Spain, 2 years in a row, is getting plunged into darkness. The August 12th eclipse, the August 2nd eclipse. I believe this is the warning now of the fall of the leader of Spain. If the leadership, now listen to why I'm saying this. If the leadership of Iran fell in between two blood moons, both marking Purim, which had to do with the Book of Esther, which occurred in Persia, which is Iran, and the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini falls in between these two blood moons, marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026, then the leadership of Spain may very well follow suit and fall in between these two full solar eclipses, where there will be complete upheaval in the government of Spain. Now, 2025 to 2026, two blood moons, both on Purim, right? 2 years in a row. 2026 to 2027, two solar eclipses, both in August, 2 years in a row. In the window from 2025 to 2027, which equals 9/11, you have two blood moons and two solar eclipses coming consecutively. The last time this occurred was 2021 to 2022, when Biden took office and COVID was happening. Now, the last time this happened too, from 21 to 22, was when the last World Cup was also. And what happened this year? The World Cup happens, and of all countries, Spain wins. This pattern's happening all over again. Now, the Islam socialist merger rebellion rising in the earth in the year of Blood Moon marks Purim, which was the rise of Haman's rebellion in the Book of Esther. And now a solar eclipse connects to what's coming in 2027. So you have the August 12th solar eclipse, a full solar eclipse about to happen. And then you have the August 2nd full solar eclipse, which will be the longest in a century. That is also happening in August in 2027. In 2027, you have a Jewish leap year known as a pregnant year, which means double Purims. Adar 1 and Adar 2, Purim Katan, Little Purim, and Purim, which means double decrees of destruction trying to go out, which is going to take double intercession for double divine reversals. So you have 2025 Purim Blood Moon, 2026 Purim Blood Moon, 2027 double Purims. You have as well 2026 Purim Blood Moon full solar eclipse. You have 2027 double Purims, full solar eclipse. Now, that eclipse for 2027, the August 2nd, 2027 eclipse, in the path of totality is Ceuta, Spain, where the 80,000 military age fighting men just broke through the border. The place that this just happened will experience the longest eclipse in a century and be plunged into darkness, August 2nd, 2027. Now, this eclipse, August 2nd, 2027, in the path of totality, is Benghazi, where that attack occurred in 2012 on the U.S. Embassy while Barack Obama was president. Hillary Clinton, I believe, was Secretary of State. And I believe that's about to come full circle. The players of Benghazi in 2027. Also in the path of totality for the August 2nd, 2027 eclipse is Mecca, the holiest site of Islam, will be plunged into darkness for over 6 minutes. Think about this. You have the Islam socialist merger on the rise that will attempt to reach its crescendo between these two eclipses, and then their holiest site will be plunged into darkness. If that's not a warning, I don't know what is. Now, Yemen and Egypt are also in the path of totality. They're also involved. Egypt will experience an almost full solar eclipse August 12, 2026, and then again August 2nd, 2027. In between this window of these two eclipses, you may very well see a shakeup of the leadership of Egypt, or Egypt will attempt to arise as a force and attack. Egypt in the book of Exodus was plunged into darkness for days as one of the plagues exacted against the nation for refusing to let the people of God go when the Lord said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Now, rebellion may be on the rise. Darkness is seeking to eclipse the light. Now, how does this all tie to what's happening in this nation and in the earth with the Islam socialist democrat merger? This unholy trinity that's formed. Well, I'll show you. And then we're going to go back to Saudi Arabia too, but I'll just tell you quickly. We'll get into this merger in a minute, this three-pronged merger, and how it ties to what is being spoken of in this nation and what is happening. But going back to Mecca for a moment, Mecca will be plunged into darkness in this August 2nd eclipse, which is in Saudi Arabia. Let me just put up this article for you to show you what's happening in that part of the world right now. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have signed a key defense agreement. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan signed a defense agreement on Friday that would treat an attack on one as an attack on all three. Officials said solidifying cooperation between the three regional powers at a time of growing security concerns. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. This is the beginning of Turkey exiting NATO, which would have to happen for the War of Ezekiel to occur in Ezekiel 38, I believe. So this is the beginnings of Turkey seeking to start another alliance to begin to gather the nations for the Ezekiel 38 war. Secondly, Saudi Arabia is starting to make moves globally. And I'm telling you, leading up to this 2027 eclipse, watch what happens to the Saudi royal family. I'm telling you, there's going to be a major shakeup in the Saudi royal family. But Saudi Arabia is starting to make these moves now, and they're starting to do it, entering the window between these two eclipses. Now, speaking of eclipse in this nation, remember I told you I was going to come back to this Islam Democrat socialist merger and why it ties to the rebellion that's rising in the earth around the time of these eclipses and these earthquakes and everything else that's happening. So we're going to put up this article for you. Democrats no longer have the number one weapon to keep their socialist wing alive. Listen to the words they use. For the modern day Democratic Party, for the modern Democratic Party, that means being challenged and sometimes eclipsed by the Democratic Socialists of America. And there is little to nothing the Democratic Party can do about its rise. Notice the language that's being used. Eclipse. Eclipse. Now, August 12, 2026. This narrow corridor of a path of totality stretching from Greenland to northeastern Spain to northwestern Africa, which is predominantly Muslim, will experience this total solar eclipse. Much of Europe will enjoy a deep partial eclipse, and parts of North America will see a smaller partial eclipse. The part of North America will be the northeastern part into Canada, as well as Alaska. This eclipse is occurring over nations that have strong socialist and Islamic roots within their country that are advancing. This is the area that this eclipse is occurring, including next year. The Northeast, we're going to have a partial eclipse from this. And if you look at New York City right now, Zohran Mamdani, who's rise to open a gate for the advance in America of the Democrat-Socialist-Islam merger, the timing of that is not an accident. It's no coincidence, as this is happening in the United States and globally, it would align with an eclipse where its full to partial state heavily rests upon countries where socialism and Islam are advancing. On top of this, very interesting, the dominance of the Democratic Party is being challenged by the Democratic Socialists of America, who are trying to eclipse the Democratic Party. They're a modern version of the Socialist Party that began in 1901, and the American Communist Party started in 1919. 1901 and 1919. 9-1-1 is in both those dates that the Socialist Party and the Communist Party began. 1919 is where the Communist Party began. And it was 1919 Connecticut Avenue at the White House Correspondents' Dinner at the Washington Hilton that they attempted to assassinate President Trump and the cabinet. Not an accident. It's connected. And 2026, this year, the rise of Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic Socialists of America, attempting to eclipse the primaries, the year that the 25th anniversary of 9/11 occurs, and Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpet, collides because it begins on 9/11. This is the year the eclipse on August 12th is happening across socialist and Muslim areas. This is no accident. This eclipse and 9/11 are happening within 30 days of each other. This leads then to another eclipse, August 2nd, 2027, in which Islam's holiest site, Mecca, in Saudi Arabia, will be plunged into darkness for over 6 minutes. There are warnings here that we need to pay attention to. Now, I will say this. You have an eclipse in the year 2026, August 12th, and then you have an eclipse in 2027 that lasts over 6 minutes. Okay? So these are consecutive. I will say this, though. This is an opportunity right now for the greatest advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the church rises to the occasion of, and Islam sees the demonstration of the true power of Almighty God. Pharaoh witnessed a demonstration. Pharaoh and Egypt were plunged into darkness for days as part of Almighty God's demonstration. And I believe these Islamic countries will witness demonstrations of the true power of Almighty God through Christ Jesus. I believe Islamic communities who think they're advancing for Allah will see a turn and they will contend for Christ. Now, Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 51. This is very interesting because you've got an eclipse in 2027 lasting over 6 minutes. Then you have also, we're going to get into this, but on the same day that this eclipse happens, August 12th, six planets are aligning in the heavenlies. I want to read to you Matthew 27, verses 45 through 51 first, and then talk about this. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over the land, and it lasted until the ninth hour. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over the land, and it lasted about the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 47, when some of the bystanders there heard it, they began saying, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran, took a sponge, soaked it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the rest said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. And at once the veil of the Holy of Holies, the temple, was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split apart. So the same time darkness comes over the land, there's an earthquake in the land. And this is in Matthew 27. The darkness over the land was believed that it was an eclipse, that an actual eclipse occurred on that day. So darkness comes over the land and the earth shakes. Now, we saw that in 2024. We're watching it this year. We are watching an earthquake happen days before this August 12th eclipse. Now, the same day, August 12th, that this eclipse happens, something else is happening in the heavenlies. And we're going to put it up for you. What time is the sixth planet alignment? How to see tonight's planet parade? If you've been hearing about a rare planet parade or six planets lining up in tonight's night sky, you're not alone. The celestial event is generating major interest ahead of Wednesday morning, when six planets will appear spread across the pre-dawn sky in what's known as a planetary alignment on August 12th. The lineup includes Mercury, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, although not all of them will be visible to the naked eye. So, in the year 2026, we had a blood moon on Purim. We have six planets aligning. On the same day, a full solar eclipse occurs on August 12th in the area of the world that an Islam socialist merger is attempting to take over leadership. And the longest full solar eclipse in a century is set to occur in 2027. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. March 2nd, 2026, when Purim began, because the blood moon happened on Purim, and March 2nd, 2026, Purim began, to August 2nd, 2027, that full solar eclipse, is exactly 74 weeks. 7-4. 7-4 is the date of America's 250th anniversary. 7.4 is the earthquake that Colombia just had. So you have six planets in the year 2026, and then in 2027, a full solar eclipse lasting over 6 minutes. I don't know the last time six planets aligned on the day a full solar eclipse happened in the Earth. I can't tell you what year the last time this happened, because I was trying to look it up and I could not find any reference to this happening before. Now, it hasn't happened, I would say, probably in a very long time. And the fact that it's aligning now within this time with what is happening within the Earth, within this 2025 to 2027 window that equals 9/11, in the year that on 7/4 America turned 250, in the year that is the 25th anniversary of 9/11, which ties back to the Battle of Vienna, 9/11/1683, for the Golden Apple, New York City being the Big Apple, President Trump, the 47th president, announcing America has entered its golden age when he was elected. Vienna will experience a significant partial solar eclipse where the first 9/11 battle happened. So in this August 12th eclipse, Vienna, where the Battle of Vienna happened, where we're watching that come full circle right now in the United States, is going to experience a very deep partial solar eclipse. Now, I want to read to you Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 26. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth there will be distress and anguish among nations, in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea and the waves. People fainting from fear and expectation of the dreadful things coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken. So, before verse 26 and verse 25, it says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, distress and anguish among the nations. We are watching in a year that Purim is marked by a blood moon, in the year that six planets align, in the year this August 12th full solar eclipse happens, we are watching multiple conflicts and wars occur right now within the earth among nations. When we see these things, we are to pray and seek the Lord about why these things are happening at the time they're happening and aligning in the time that they are. We are not just to brush it off and chalk it up to coincidence. We're to pray and seek the Lord, because if you look at the path of totality where the eclipse is happening, it's happening in the part of the world where the Islam socialist merger is bringing an immense outcry. And it's happening at the same time that we're watching an eclipse of the Democratic Party by the Democratic Socialists of America in the primaries. And Fox News is using the word eclipse. There is way too much lining up for us to ignore right now. Right now, we are watching partially a collapse of spiritual clarity in this nation and in other nations. And we are watching the rise of an unholy trinity, the Islam Democratic Socialist merger, cloud the judgment of many. We are watching Korah's rebellion, the 250, rise in the 250th year with the 7.4 earthquake out of Colombia that happens 250 miles west of Bogota, when our capital, Washington, D.C., is called the District of Columbia. We're watching all of this happen at the same time. Now, this is not an accident that this is aligning the way it is. This is not an accident that there are signs in the heavenlies, in areas of the earth, that this merger is rising. It's not an accident that next year Benghazi and Mecca are plunged into darkness for over 6 minutes in the longest eclipse in over a century, in over 100 years. That's not an accident. These are warnings that we have to pay attention to. And we're watching Purim blood moon, six planets align, full solar eclipse, and then 2027, double Purims, Jewish leap year, full solar eclipse. That's the sequence that started in 2025, that headed us into a two-year window that equals 9/11. We can't ignore this. We can't ignore this with what we're about to come upon either, with September 11th in the midterms. This is happening now before these things. This is happening now in parts of the world where socialism and Islam are taking over. This is happening now while an earthquake is happening, a major earthquake, days before this eclipse. And the components of the earthquake align with when America turned 250. And in number 16, Korah and the 250 led the rebellion to tell the people they had a better way. What is this Islam socialist democratic merger all about? showing people they have a better way. What is it about in Europe right now, in England, and the 80,000 that broke through the border in Spain? We have a better way. It is Cora's rebellion that is rising in the 250th year. At the same time, the 7.4 earthquake in Colombia happens 250 miles west of Bogota. At the same time, the Democratic Socialists of America are trying to eclipse the primaries. You are watching Cora's rebellion attempt to rise in the earth. And how did the Lord put that rebellion down? By fire, by shaking the earth, causing an earthquake, opening up the earth, and then by fire. Earthquake and fire was the way Cora's rebellion was put down. And this is what is attempting to rise. Now, God is greater. His power is greater. His position is greater. His throne is greater. And Jesus Christ is the name above all names. I don't care who you worship, what prophet you speak that you're bowing to, what Buddha nonsense you want to talk about. I don't care what multi-headed legged God you're worshiping in Hinduism. They don't come even close to the name of Jesus Christ. These are fallible men and demonic forces. Because all of those religions came from the rebellion at Babel. And at its core, the rebellion that's rising is an offshoot of the rebellion that occurred at Babel. So you could preach all you want out of the Quran and out of Buddhist teachings and out of Shiva and every other false god of Hinduism. And you could try to perpetrate the teachings of any other religion that is within the earth. They all fall incredibly short of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. They all fall incredibly short of the kingdom of heaven. They all fall incredibly short of the throne of Almighty God. And when rebellion rises, Babel is present somewhere. And this is what we're watching attempt to rise in this time. And it's not an accident that this is all happening at the same time. This is a warning. It's putting an exclamation point on it. It's signs in the heavenlies. It's birth pangs in the earth. And we're watching the rise of the rebellion attempt to happen. But then God from his throne rules, and by shaking and fire, the rebellion is put down. You don't think Mecca being plunged into darkness for 6 minutes is a warning to Islam and Ishmael about trying to take a birthright he was never given? Because it is. It is. And I'm going to tell you something else. King Herod, one of the most wicked kings, died around the time of an eclipse. Herod died around the time of an eclipse. He put on his royal robes and he went to address the people. And the people said, "This is the voice of a god, not the voice of a man." And Herod didn't correct the people and give God the glory, and he rebelled in that moment, and an angel of the Lord struck him, and he died 5 days later. Herod died around an eclipse. If you don't think this isn't the time of Herod's being dealt with within the earth, it is. This is the time of Herod's that have risen in rebellion, that have taken the glory that have been due God, that have done their corrupting, their financing of what is corrupt in the kingdom. And this is the time, and this is the hour that Herod's will be struck, because Herod went down around the time of an eclipse. It is moving about in the spirit. It is coming into the natural. I'm talking about former presidents. I'm talking about world leaders. I'm talking about financiers of corruption and protests and communism and socialism. In this hour, it is the time of Herod that is upon the leadership globally. If they do not give glory to God in this hour, and if they do what Herod did, they will suffer the fate of Herod. And that's very sad, because that's eternal. That is eternal. So we're watching this all unfold at the same time. And I just want to encourage you, have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say right now, because we're living in unprecedented times, in a time of a heightened level of sophisticated warfare, in a time where we're watching signs in the heavenlies, birth pangs within the earth align with political movements. We're watching all of it align. And we cannot be so naive to overlook it, but we have to ask the Lord for the wisdom to discern it. So praise the Lord. Okay. So I want to give you an update on Chester and Toby first and foremost. So Chester came home. Praise God. They let Chester come home for now. Chester, they found, has a very large, is fighting a very large mass on his liver that is not operable at the moment. They're telling me it is not operable. We are starting Chester on a holistic regimen to try to shrink the tumors. They did biopsy them. We are waiting for the biopsy results to come back for these tumors. So we don't know if they're benign or if they're malignant. So we're waiting on the biopsy results for Chester. He is fighting anemia right now. He's not clinical. They said his body is compensating. So we have to keep a close eye on him. So please pray for Chester. You could always help if you want to help, but we really need prayer right now for Chester. He's loved by so many, and we're doing everything we can, and we're praying over Chester, and we're doing everything we can right now to help Chester. So if you could please continue to pray for Chester. As soon as we get the results of the biopsy, I will probably be doing a short in order to update everyone on Chester's condition. But Chester right now is home. Also, Toby had a CAT scan today. So Toby went down to Guardian Veterinary Specialist. He was sedated, and they did a CAT scan to take a closer look at the mass that they found in his lung. And so we're waiting to get the results of the CAT scan. They want to see how big it is. So they want to see what kind of operation they can do. We're going to be starting Toby as well on a regimen of holistic approaches as we approach the surgery date. So we will let everybody know when that surgery date is and what the results of Toby's CAT scan are and what the results of Chester's biopsy are. So thank you to everybody who has been praying for us, calling, writing, wanting to be a blessing. We just so appreciate it in this time. We're doing everything that we can. I'm praying over these animals too. We want to see the Lord extend their days and give them the longest life they can possibly have. They've been put into our care. And so we're doing everything possible and allowing God to do the rest. Praise the Lord. Also, brace for impact. If you find what's been spoken about fascinating tonight, well, I talk about this in Brace for Impact. I talk about the signs in the heavenlies. I talk about the eclipse in Herod. And if you would like to get a copy, you can go to arcofgrace.org, click on Brace for Impact. It'll take you to Amazon, and you can purchase it. It's also available everywhere books are sold. 5 rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. I'm writing the sequel to this right now. We will be announcing the title of the new book that's coming out early next year. 2027. So thank you to everybody, too, who has purchased Brace for Impact. It has been on the bestsellers list on Amazon, and we are very, very grateful for that. We praise the Lord for it. So if you haven't read it, get it before the sequel comes out. Okay, also, I'm going to be in Arkansas next week. I'm going to be at Engage Ministries. There's a prophetic workshop and prayer from 10 a.m. to noon, August 23rd. I'm preaching their Sunday service. It is a free event. You could go to arkofgrace.org/events to register. So we're looking very forward to seeing you in Lowell, Arkansas. So please just start praying now for the flight, because Chris has not flown in a while now. And so the last time he flew was June. So it's been 2 months now since he's flown. And so just pray for us with that flight. Also, we're just going to put up two sponsors at the end. We're going to put up Remnant. This is the Remnant anointing oil, and they also make incredible products for your face as well as other products. They're very talented. So you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount. It is an oil that they try to make according to how oil would have been made in the Old Testament as well. They also have an amazing oil for the face. They have beard oil for men. They have a host of products. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on the Remnant, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount. And also, we have QE Strong and Exodus Strong. So we're going to give you both websites. So QE Strong, you go to QEStrong.com or Exodus, E-X-O-D-U-S, Strong.com. And they have a special package exclusive for Ark of Grace, a red light therapy. So they make a host of red light therapy products, including mats. They have a red light therapy hat. They have a face mask. They have a band you can wrap around your back or your shoulder. And so they have packages for our Ark of Grace viewers. They have a travel wand as well for red light therapy. QE Strong also has patches. So if you're looking for an alternative to Big Pharma, an alternative to use alternative therapies for pain and a host of other issues, you can check that out as well. You can go to exodusstrong.com/ARK. And if you go to QE Strong, you can use promo code ARK for a discount. Okay, that's where we're going to wrap it up tonight, everyone. So we thank everyone for joining us. We have a special broadcast live Thursday night. We are going to be releasing a trailer on it. And so mark your calendars for this Thursday. It's going to be a special live that we're going to be doing. And so look for the trailer that our team has been working very hard on, and we're going to put out. I think you're going to find the topic fascinating. So just stay tuned for that, but we will be back live again on Thursday. So we want to encourage you to armor up in the word. So we're going to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I really do say it. I'm not going to tell you to say something if I don't say it. I say it every single day. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, 14 through 19. I speak those every day before bed. I basically start my day with the word, and I end my day with the word. This is what I try to do. This is the discipline that I'm in, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Also, number 16, Korah's Rebellion. Go read it after what we've been talking about with what is happening right now in the heavenlies and in the earth. Now, the way I do it, now you don't have to do it this way. I get up before the sun comes up and I pray. And I have a prayer that I put together that I pray before the sun comes up in order to take charge spiritually of the day. And so I do that during the night at some point before the sun comes up. So I'm starting my day immediately with the Lord in prayer before the sun comes up. And then before bed, I start speaking scripture and praying before bed to end my day with the Lord. So that way my day is flanked. I'm starting it with the Lord. I'm ending it with the Lord. I find that to be a very effective strategy against the wiles and schemings of the devil, and it flanks your day, and it puts your first focus on the Lord and your last focus on the Lord before you go to bed. So I just want to encourage you in that, because it's so important right now. We be in the Word, we be consistent in the Word, we going deeper in the Word, that we have a passion to understand not only the Word of God, but what is happening within the earth right now. We can read the Word, but then we have to understand how it applies to what's happening right now. What is unfolding that matches the Word? So we really need, as the church, to have a desire to press towards the mark of the high calling right now, and to persevere and have a passion for the Word of God, for His Word, for the gospel, for Christ Jesus and what He did for us at Calvary. So we just want to encourage you in that as we close. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. If you want the prayer that I say, if you go to arkofgrace.org, go to current blog, search Command the Day or Command Your Day. That teaching will come up. That prayer is in that teaching. So what I use is within that teaching. So you can go and pull from it and take it and glean from it and use it freely. So you could go to arkofgrace.org to get that. I just saw that pop up on the chat. Thank you, everyone. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will be back on live on Thursday for a very, very special live tackling basically an incredible part of the book of Revelation. We will be announcing. Keep the faith. Have a wonderful evening. See you Thursday.